Welcome to Plaid for Women Radio. This is a show focused on the business of life, communication, behavior, relationships, time management, and more. We're not here to solve the problems of the world. We're here to help you solve the problems in your world. So tune in and discover how you can reach your goals, gain influence, and be heard. Now, here's your host, Sarah Zink.
You know, we talk a lot about confidence and courage and fearlessness and bravery, but I think in many cases we really are not embracing the concept that we have much more control over confidence than we think. I believe courage is when we do something even when we're afraid, and in reality there is no courage if there's no fear, but confidence is an entirely different thing in my estimation, and it is, as always, a delight to have people who are significantly smarter than I am come on the show to talk about this kind of a topic, and today is no exception. I am welcoming back Joanne Marceau, who's a certified results coach, and we're doing a series, The 7 Lies That Will Knock the Wind Out of Your Confidence, and today we're talking about lie number 3. If you would join me as we welcome Joanne to the show. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, thank you, Sarah. It's great to be here today.
Well, it is, as always, a pleasure to talk to you personally or professionally, and certainly a pleasure to have you here. If you would, for the folks who may not know who you are or about you, if you'd just give a little brief summary of how you got to where you are today.
Well, I am a certified results coach. I help people get the results that they want in their lives and in their businesses. And I got here because I've always been a teacher and a coach, somebody that even as a kid, other kids would come to for guidance or support and a neutral opinion. And now what I find myself being able to support professional women in really getting clear about what their goals are, what their focus is, and to live life based upon what they want versus somebody else's opinions about what would be really good for them or what they should do.
Are you saying that I shouldn't listen to my best friend's brother's cousin's neighbor's uncle about what I should do with my life?
Well, yeah. I suppose it depends on your degree
what?
Of confidence in them.
Well, let's talk about that. It's interesting, these different lies that we've been through. And for those of you who are listening, you're welcome to go back to the archives. We'll summarize those for you as well. But today we're talking about lie number 3, which is confidence is only a mental, emotional thing. I'm going to tease you and say, well, that's easy for you to say, Joanne. But let's talk about what it really I'd love it if you'd elaborate a little bit on that concept.
I love to tell my clients this is where I'll start, is that there is not a steel gate at your neck, that your brain and your body are all connected, and you think with your body as much as you do with your brain. And so consequently, if you think that confidence is only a mental, emotional thing, that it's only in your head, it's only with your thinking, then you miss 50% or more of the equation, because our bodies also give all of us information about what our experience will be out in the world. If I'm relying only on my thinking, and as an example, I'm pretending to be confident, but my posture is slumped, or I have my hands crossed over my chest like I'm defensive, then my body is actually reading my body position rather than an affirmation or a thought of, okay, I'm going to pump myself up and be confident in this situation.
I mean, the reality is of course, there are some autonomic functions that we cannot control, but you're talking about when we control the ones we can, it can positively or negatively, as you've given examples, impact our confidence. And again, I want to remind people, we're not talking about courage. We're talking about your confidence as an ability to believe in yourself and have faith in yourself. Would you say that's a fair estimation of what we're talking about?
Absolutely. And it's a belief in yourself independent of the circumstances you find yourself in. So it really is a more of a generative state where you can self-generate an experience of confidence And that's a learned process. It's not something that that's not something they teach you in school, but it is part of the reason why I wrote this brochure about the seven lies that we've been taught about confidence, because I heard so many people say, well, I'm just not confident, or I've lost my mojo, I've lost my confidence. And what it's really powerful to know is we all have the ability to generate confidence. And I did a little bit of research with my stepson before I wrote this, and I said, you know, what's your opinion about confidence? And he said, well, you fake it till you make it, right? This is a 23-year-old. And I went, okay, there it is. And I like to reframe that into you be it until you are it. You be confident. You imagine yourself as confident. You place your body in positions that a confident person would place their body in, and then you be it as you become it.
You know, what's interesting is I think people also respond to us based on how we carry ourselves and present ourselves. And I've always been a big fan of, you know, makeup matters, for women anyway. For men, you know, how you dress matters in 90% of the situations. Yes, I know there's exceptions, but I don't talk about those. So let's talk about the body posture piece and how we can impact our confidence by changing our body position. You know, I find it interesting. I hear this said a lot. In essence, you're saying that we're retraining our brain to read what we're doing with our bodies.
Yes, well put. That's exactly it.
And so talk about this
exactly.
Power pose. It's interesting. You talk about this power pose piece, and I know I've seen it and heard about it, but I don't know that I've actually, you present it from the point of view that it increases certain aspects of our psyche and it lowers others. So would you talk about that for a moment?
Well, it's interesting because the research is actually, you're right, it's out there on the internet, and the woman who published this as a TED Talk, her name is Amy Cuddy, Cuddy, and she talks, and she actually has graphics of the position, the body positions that are powerful and the body positions that are less powerful, that demonstrate less confidence to both yourself as in the having the experience of that, but also to others. And one of the most powerful poses is actually standing straight up with your shoulders just nicely back and your arms either up over your head in a V-like pose or on your hips, your hands on your hips also in a V-like pose. And what the research showed is that actually that the neurochemicals, basically the hormones in your body, shift as a result of changing your body position. And so the stress hormones go down, and the hormones that have you feel calm and able to think clearly go up. And so it's this wonderful shift even in a stressful situation where you become much more calm, much more grounded from a neurochemical standpoint, and much more able to handle additional information, which is kind of how we look upon confident people. It's not that they don't have the experience in various situations of maybe being a little uncomfortable or getting nervous or feeling threatened. The difference is that they just don't quite show it the way that others do. And so this power pose is a way to use your own neurochemistry to your advantage and shift yourself hormonally and biochemically into a more aware, alert, and calm place so that you can handle that stress.
You know, I find it interesting that you're talking about this because one of the luxuries of being the host is that I get to see all the people who come through. And I had a woman come on a few weeks ago who was talking about the glands in our brain and what happens when the amygdala hijack. And she's talking about the hormones that get pumped out into our bodies, and we tend to, as you mentioned, we're either crouching low because we're feeling threatened or we're defensive or whatever. Those are typically, we don't think about those. And so what you're sharing with the listeners is that we're really going at it from the back end by repositioning our bodies in ways that feed back. It's almost biofeedback in a sense.
In a sense, it really is telling our that old amygdala animal brain that I'm safe rather than that I'm threatened. And as a result of that, the chemicals in our bodies change and say, okay, if you say I'm safe, you've placed your body in a position that says I'm safe, then I'll believe you.
And one of the other things you talked about, Joanne, that I'd like for you to expand on is how we can use our voice to readjust our, I mean, you know, you talked about how we might yell and shout or how we might lower our voice to a whisper, but really there's a powerful way we can use our voice based on what you've shared with us that will help us really get in a healthy place. What would that be?
This is something that I learned earlier this year because I was curious. I was starting to notice things about confidence and people's opinions and research about what actually can expand a person's experience of their own confidence. So I'd been tracking on the power poses, but what I heard was that also projecting your voice does the same thing. It raises the hormones that allow you to be assertive, not so much aggressive, but assertive, and it calms you down at the same time. And it's projecting a voice at, again, as if you are confident. You're being, most of the confident people that I know, that I would, as I'm measuring their outsides to my insides, which I don't recommend, but we all do it. As I measure their outsides, one of the things I notice is that confident people tend to speak just a little bit more loud. They project just a little bit farther. And so we did an exercise where I was learning this in projecting our ideas, just taking an idea and speaking it quietly like you would in a one-on-one conversation, and then noticing how we felt when we projected the exact same information. So what we were saying hadn't changed, but the way that we were using our voice and using our lungs to project the information changed the tone of what we were saying, and we actually experienced being, feeling, and generating confidence for ourselves. It was really a powerful exercise because nothing changed except the tone and the projection of our voice. What we said didn't change a bit.
Nice. Well, and again, it's just I think it's a perfect example of how we have much more control over our thoughts and our physical responses than we realize. So that I'm not remiss in making sure that the listeners also know what they can do besides the mindset reset that you talk about is action items. Now, I have to tell you, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that we need to go in a corner or in a private room and we need to do the power pose and I'm going to feel like Wonder Woman. But you're telling me that if I were to do that, I'm going to feel better.
Yes, and it only takes a few minutes. And that's the power pose to standing with your shoulders back, your legs apart, and your arms up in the air, and just stand there. It's amazing. You just have to stand there. I have another story that's actually a different pose, same concept from my own personal life, because I recently became a vice president of a networking group. And there is one pose which is less powerful, which is if you're sitting at a desk, you kind of have your hands on the desk, maybe your arms crossed on the desk. The power version of that is to drape your arm over the back of your chair. So once again, your chest is open, you're exposed from the amygdala brain. You're telling your body that it's safe. You're not needing to protect it from anything. And so the first day I'm at this meeting where I'm vice president, I'm nervous. And sweaty palms, dry mouth, need to be leading the meeting. And so I used this pose. Instead of putting my hands on the desk, I put my arm back over the back of the chair. It calmed me right down. So I'm going to say that it changed my neurochemistry. And a lot of one of the other concepts that I teach, which is you get more of what you're looking for. So I kind of got a double dose in that. And I really felt much more confident, much more empowered, and I had a better time. And that's the most important part, is that I actually enjoyed the experience more because I felt like I was doing something that empowered me. And that made the whole meeting delightful.
Now, I have to tell you, I did not know that about putting your arm on the back of the chair, and I do that often. And I can say that I usually do it when I'm either wanting to feel more confident or to express that I'm confident. So isn't that interesting? That's almost like an innate thing. So let's let the listeners know, how can they reach out to you? You do a lot of speaking, coaching, consulting. Certainly, you know, you're leading this networking group, and you have materials available. So if someone's listening and they want to connect with you directly, how would they do that?
Well, the easiest way is to, well, two ways. One is to go to my website, which is J, the letter J, Marceau, MARCEAU.com. The other way is at my Facebook group, which is called The Unstoppables. So T-H-E, The Unstoppables, plural, with an S on the end. And that is a private Facebook group, so all you have to do is request to join, and I'll say yes. And there's some nice conversations going on out there about these concepts and a lot of other concepts about how we use tools that we may not have been taught in school to help us leverage our own thinking and our own bodies into empowering ourselves and getting the results we want.
Nice. Well, I have to tell you, it is, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show. I appreciate you and all the wise advice that you offer. And, you know, don't you have a white paper?
I do. It's
a little
actually
complimentary e-book that you hand out.
You mean this report, The Seven Lies
this
That Knock the Wind Out of Your Confidence?
Of course, they have to wait.
What to do about it?
We get all the way through it, don't they? We should make them suffer. Nice.
Actually, that is posted out on the Unstoppables Facebook group, so that's a perfect place to get it.
Perfect. Then, Joanne, what a delight. You are always a joy to visit with. I appreciate you making time to talk to me today, and I look forward to having you back to talk about lie number four.
All right. Well, thank you, Sarah. This was a blast. It's so cool that you've been using that power pose with your arm back, and
I have to
we found
you
it. Yeah, that's why it's working.
Yeah. You should have seen my face when you said that. I was like, wait a minute. I already
did it, and we didn't rehearse that, which is perfect.
I know. That was perfect. All right, my friend, thank you, and it was a pleasure to visit with you. And so remember, you can reach out to her directly at jmarceau.com. You can find that link on the Blog Talk Radio show page, or as she mentioned, you can hook up with her on Facebook through the group called The Unstoppables.